This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Graham from the Media Research Center. After the top of the hour, you got, of course, a lot of the networks out there completely ignoring the Somali welfare fraud story, pushing a very different narrative. We'll get to that with Tim and a bunch of other stuff. Blake Hurst, who is a corn and soybean farmer in Tarkio, joins us with reaction to President Trump giving out $12 billion in subsidies to struggling farmers. Is that enough? Look, these farmers, especially the crop farmers, they're really, really suffering. Low prices, expensive fertilizer and equipment costs, and they're getting crushed. So we'll get Blake's response to that at 5:30, and then an audio cut of the day as well. Let's talk a little baseball. There's been some baseball news out of the winter meetings, not related to the Cardinals. Get to that in a second, but let's hook up with Matt Pauly, who is the Sports Open Line host on our sister station, KMOX. He's down in Orlando for the winter meetings. Matt, how are you?
I am good, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
It's been a little bit. We see each other every once in a while here in the building. Truth be told, I mean, I'm just being honest here. We often like to call you into service to talk a little baseball. It wasn't the most interesting topic in, July, August, September, unfortunately. So that's one of the reasons we never got in touch, Matt.
No, that's okay, and I'm not too terribly upset at you. I'll be able to live here moving forward. But, you know, unfortunately, it's not that entertaining right now. As
yeah.
we talk, the Cardinals have not yet made any moves. There's been a couple things league-wide with Kyle Schwarber and Edwin Diaz and Steven Matz got a deal. But for the most part, it has been a very, very slow and quiet winter meetings.
So let's go over, before we get to some of the Cardinals and what's going on here, Schwarber's back on the Phillies for a huge deal, right?
Yeah, 5 years, I think $150 million. So, I mean, that's big money. I'm not trying to like downplay that money, but it's not the biggest deal in the history of Major League Baseball. But it's a good deal. You know, there have been some other teams that were rumored to be interested in him. The Orioles were evidently interested in him. There was talk about both the Cincinnati Reds and Pittsburgh Pirates. I didn't really buy either of those teams, but he gets a nice payday. He gets to go to a place that he's comfortable, and he gets to go to a place where he knows they're built to win right now.
The Dodgers get Edwin Diaz, free agent from the Mets, $69 million, three-year deal there. So, you know, the rich keep getting richer.
Yeah, and you know, when we watched the Dodgers in the postseason, the only issue that they had was they had a bullpen that wasn't completely reliable, and they were really relying on their starters to go deep into games, and they were being very creative in how they used the bullpen. Well, when you got an Edwin Diaz, you don't have to be quite as creative. It's amazing. Dave Roberts had said it just yesterday that they were very comfortable with the team the way it was. The roster was in perfectly good shape, that they didn't need to have any additions. And then, lo and behold, what do you know? They go out and get arguably the best closer available on the market.
All right, so how long do these meetings last, by the way, down there in Orlando? You go through the week, Thursday, when do they wrap up?
They wrap up on, I believe, Wednesday night. There may be some small things that happen on Thursday morning, some kind of holdover meetings or just small group meetings. But the bigness of it is going to wrap up tomorrow night.
All right, so we hear names like Brendan Donovan. Arenado, obviously, is in the mix for a trade if he approves it. Wilson Contreras, I'd like your thoughts on that, and maybe even reliever Jojo Romero. Let's start with Contreras, because what kind of trade possibilities would there be for him? He's obviously an outstanding offensive bat. The defense is good, but it's weird because he was a catcher. Then he was the first baseman and much better than a lot of us thought. You don't kind of bring him on a team to put him back behind the plate, do you?
No, everything that I've heard connected to Contreras is him staying at first base. I've heard a good number of teams are interested in him. You know, there's not as many right-handed slugging bats as you would think. That's something that there's a lot of teams are very much in need of. And I mean, taking a right-hander out of the Cardinals lineup would be tough because they're so lefty heavy. So they'd have to do something to make up for that. But I do think that there's a distinct possibility that Contreras gets moved. The contract is not a bad contract at all. Maybe there's even an opportunity to eat some money in that contract as a way to get some more prospects to come back. But nobody's going to like be overly upset about the amount of money that he's making versus the production that you're going to get out of him.
Do you think then, you know, with the meetings wrap up, that there could be no activity, maybe some of the groundwork is laid, but obviously the number one name is Brendan Donovan at this point, isn't it? Outside of Arenado?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Arenado, it's more about the Cardinals want to get him onto another team, so he's got a chance to compete better, and so the Cardinals have a chance to move forward with what they're doing from just, you know, having younger players. When it comes to Donovan, the motivating factor there is how many teams want him. And upwards of 20 teams have reportedly at least talked to the Cardinals about Donovan. This is going to be the one that the Cardinals have the likelihood of getting the largest return for. So we've seen already with Heim Bloom, he's ready to pull the trigger when he gets a deal that he likes. And we saw that with Sonny Gray.
Right.
I think they wait this one out a little bit.
Matt Pauly is with us from our sister station, KMOX. He's down at the winter meetings in Orlando. So let's just talk about the overall project here, which I think at this point, there's no doubt this is a complete rebuild, which is something I think the fans can support. But what does that potentially offer for us next year at Busch Stadium, Matt?
Yeah, look, it's not the answer that people probably want to hear, but it's the opportunity to see some of these young guys who I think are going to be a part of a very good Cardinals team moving forward go out and play. It was fun to watch Mason Wynn play. He won a Gold Glove this past year. It was fun to watch Alec Burleson emerge. He was a Silver Slugger. Now, do I think they can win a few more games than maybe they're going to be projected to win? Yeah, I do, and I said the same thing last year, and they had a really good month of May last year, which made a lot of people kind of believe in what was going on. So I'm not ruling out the possibility that this team can be a little bit more competitive than anybody expected them to be. But at the same time, it's watching those guys. It's watching J.J. Weatherholt emerge. It's watching Quinn Matthews make his major league debut. Maybe later in the season, Liam Doyle arrives. Guys like that. Maybe Joshua Baez gets to the big leagues this year. Players who I think are going to be a huge part of very good Cardinals teams in the future are going to be cutting their teeth here this upcoming season.
Okay, so but what about some of the talent that was supposed to be developed and really be a lot better than they are right now? What happens there?
Well, part of the reason it didn't happen is the Cardinals lost their way when it came to player development. And they just did not have the infrastructure, they didn't have the staffing, they didn't have the technology to allow players to become the best version of themselves. That is being fixed. The Jupiter facility is going to be done around the time that spring training starts. They have added literally dozens of new people to the organization in different kind of roles to help players. So there's two things going on. First off, for the guys still in the minor leagues, they're now finally going to get the instruction and have everything that they need to become the best version of themselves. But is there still some, you know, let's take a Nolan Gorman. He's in the big leagues, and he has not done in the big leagues what we thought he was going to do. There is still some, there's still pressure on the organization and the smart people that are now in the organization to help still develop those big league guys. It's just a question mark on how much that still can happen in St. Louis.
Well, I mean, Jordan Walker is obviously the name also, because if you go back 3 years, you and I and a lot of us were having conversations about this guy being a superstar in Major League Baseball, household name, and that simply has not manifested.
It is not. He's been one of the worst hitters in all of Major League Baseball for the last 2 years. He's saying all the right things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He's in Jupiter. He's been doing a lot more yoga and flexibility sort of things. Talked about how he felt like a statue at the plate. And I know people roll their eyes when I talk about underlying numbers, but underlying numbers more often than not eventually turn into baseball card numbers.
Right.
And all the underlying numbers for Jordan Walker continue to be really, really good, which makes you feel like he's still got the ability and the opportunity to turn into one heck of a, like we're talking all-star level, middle of the order run producing bat. That is still something that's on the table for him. There's just a whole lot of stuff that's got to come together.
You know, I didn't know John Mozeliak very well. I knew him a little bit. I liked him personally. I know some people, he had a personality that rubbed people the wrong way perhaps, but there's no doubt the level of success that he provided here with the Cardinals. There's also no doubt that it was time to move on. Have you gotten a chance to get to know Chaim Bloom just a little bit and your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I really like Chaim. He's been in the organization now for a couple years.
Right.
So I've spent time with him over the last couple years, not really talking baseball stuff, just talking to him about personal stuff. And now we're starting to get into the baseball conversation. He's meeting with us every single night here at the winter meetings. I like him. I like the conversations. I like the openness. And I'm with you. I really like John Mozeliak as well. I think you're right. It was time for him to move on. It was time for a new voice, a new leader. But that's not a shot at Mo. It was just time to move on. But Chaim definitely brings a little bit of a different taste to the way things are going. The conversations are a little bit different. You can't find anybody to say a bad word about Chaim Bloom. He is a legit, really good guy. And then to go along with that, he's a smart dude who knows baseball.
Sometimes it's just time, you know, to move on and get a fresh look. I mean, a lot of people in Pittsburgh are talking about Mike Tomlin right now. I mean, that guy's beloved, but, you know, maybe there comes a time, right? So change is in the air. There's no doubt about it. I think the fans look forward to see what might, you know, be put together here in the next couple years to see if we can get competitive again. It's just one of those things. You know, I tell the story every once in a while, Matt. I took my kids, when I moved back here to St. Louis, it was the year that the Cardinals won the World Series in 2006, and I took my boys. They didn't even care about baseball. They still don't. I took them to the World Series parade, and we broadcast. KMO actually, you know, did a broadcast that day, of course. And I said, look, I'm taking you guys here because I don't know how long it's going to be. I was at a parade in 1982, but it's been that long since we've had a parade. Well, then obviously we win in 2011, and we have a pretty good run there in that era. And there were some key players like Albert Pujols and Yadi and others that played an amazing role in that. But, you know, you start wondering here how long it could take to win a championship because it's already been 14 years and we'll be at the 15th anniversary of, you know, all that fun in 2011 next year. But you just have to wonder and, you know, it could take a while.
It's not easy. There's luck involved in the playoffs and you have some things going against you because you've got teams like the Dodgers and the Mets and the Yankees that can go spend as much money as possible. And if you're the Cardinals and some other teams out there, you're going to do it a little bit differently. That doesn't mean you can't do it. It means there's some resources that those other teams have that you don't have, so you have to be more creative and you have to be smarter than them.
Yep. All right, Matt Pauly, you have fun down there. Don't have too much fun. How's that weather? You know, here today it's beautiful. It's not going to be beautiful when you get back because we're looking at 14 degrees in a couple of mornings, but we're in the 50s today, believe it or not.
All right, well, yeah, it's in the 70s, I think, today. It's been really rainy up until today, so the weather actually hasn't been that good. But since I got here, I have not stepped out of the hotel. So I got here Saturday night. I have not seen the outside in my entire time.
Get yourself some damn fresh air before tonight. My goodness, Matt Pauly. Hey, thanks for jumping on here with me. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.